Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I please have your zip code to locate your account?
11518. What company is this? I don't even know.
This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies.
Well, I have how much is that for my bank? Let me see the number. 80 something. Can I look at your thing? I have a charge, and I don't even know what this is for. Give me this. I have an 8743 charge on something I've never received. I don't even know what it is.
Okay. What's that zip code again?
11518.
That's 11548.
11518. That's okay.
And your first and last name?
Diane DeSola.
Spell your last name for me.
D like David, E, S like Sam, O, L, A.
Thank you for that. And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
But what is this for? 421 Ocean Avenue.
City and state, please.
East Rockaway, New York.
Thank you for that. Okay, I've located your account for the Biotech Solutions Testosterone and the No2. Looks like they will order back the Biotech Solutions Testosterone and the nitric oxide.
Testosterone and stuff? I've never ordered that. I'm a woman. I would never order testosterone.
Okay, well, they're male enhancement pills. They were originally ordered back on April the 24th, where you only paid the shipping and handling for the trial period.
I don't know that is, but I never ordered that, and I never got any kind of testosterone. What is it? Like a...
It's their male
enhancement...
No, ma'am, they're not medication. They're male enhancement pills.
No, I never got that. I don't have
it. And what's your first name?
Diane DeSola.
Okay. Do you have a husband?
No.
Okay, so you don't have a boyfriend or anything?
Yes. No.
Okay, what's his name?
No. My ex-husband?
Yes, ma'am.
Julian.
Okay. Then first name on this account is for a Leonard DeSola?
No.
You don't know who Leonard is?
No.
Okay.
No, so this needs to be. Are you also this other number too, a Stimulate? 855-349?
That's the same company.
Yeah, no, I never got any of this. I don't know, please. And
you said
this
is
that on my phone,
okay.
I don't want any of this.
Okay,
and if I get it, I'll return.
I'm trying to verify the information, ma'am. I can't talk while you're talking. Okay, and you said the shipping address was 4421 Ocean Avenue?
East Rockaway, New York, 421 mm-hmm. Ocean Avenue.
Okay. All right. So you are stating that the account was fraudulently created, correct?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get your account canceled and get you sent over to our fraud department. What they do is they do...
Thank you.
You're welcome. What they do is they do send your information over to your local county police department or sheriff office. What they do is take the IP address that's on the account and search it. It shows the exact device and location where the product was ordered from. Now, if it has I do have to let you be fully aware before getting you transferred. They're going to explain to you the same thing, that if it does come back to the address you verified over this recorded line, you can be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Give me one moment,
No,
please.
I never ordered this, honest to God.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
And if I get it, I'll give it back, but no. The last thing I ordered was like a grass seed type of thing, which I just received, but that's, I thought maybe that was it, but I know I paid for that a while ago, so. I mean, I'm just looking if anything changed. My daughter, but my daughter's never even looked at anything like that. She's, yeah, no, yeah. Hello?
I'm
Hello?
Still here. One moment, please.
Yeah. The only thing I had ordered, and I thought you were, which I canceled, was like the keto formation. That's not you, but I have a cancellation number and everything on that. That's not the same, right?
No, ma'am. Those are dietary pills.
Yeah.
These are Melvin Hansen
pills.
Yeah,
no. That's what I found. Yeah, no. Yeah, and cancel that whole order, whatever it is, of future things, whatever, I don't know.
Still here, bear with me.
That's okay. Is it two different types of things? Is that why I'm getting charged double? I mean, what was?
Yes, because you have, it's two different products, so that's two different charges.
Okay. No. I'm literally looking through my cabinets right now to see if something came that we didn't know. I would never want to.
The only thing I can say is that the first name on the account is Leonard, which is Leonard. Last name, Desolla.
I mean, I'm going to ask my ex-husband if he did do something, you know what I'm saying? But I can't imagine. I would have something here. I'm literally looking at the bottles. The only thing I'm reading here, I have Vibrant Enhanced Keto, Keto Formation. Yeah, those are things I had ordered. Oh, wait. Yeah, formation. That's not you. Keto formation. No, keto. That's not, yeah. And I just received in the mail, but it was like a grass thing. Like, I know I ordered that. It's like it's a long like thing that you do, and you put water on it to grow grass seed. I mean, I have the thing in front of me. I haven't even opened it yet. It came UPS.
Okay, well, see, these products come through the USPS.
And that's not my name, Diane DeSola, so no. Yeah. Oh, this comes how? UPS also?
Yeah, well, our products come through go through the regular USPS, you know, the regular United States Postal Service.
Oh, this
yeah.
is USPS tracking. But this is to my name, Diane DeSola.
All right, well, I do have your call. We're ready to transfer over to the fraud department. I did get everything canceled, so now you just speak with them, let them know what's going on. They're going to ask you to verify the information again, so just be aware.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night. You're welcome. Bye-bye.